This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Multiple explosions ripped through churches and luxury hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. More than 200 people are dead and more than 400 others wounded. Marcus Harton brings us this report from VOA's Anjana Pasricha in New Delhi.
The first six blasts that began around 8:45 local time were coordinated and claimed most of the fatalities, while two smaller blasts took place several hours later. The capital, Colombo, where three major hotels and one church were targeted, bore the brunt of the mayhem. Christian groups have said they face increasing intimidation from hardline Buddhist monks in recent years. However, such harassment is on a relatively minor level, says Jahan Pereira, who heads the National Peace Council in Colombo.
Who target Catholics?
For reporter Anjana Pasricha, this is Marcus Harton, VOA News, Washington.
Around 30 foreigners, including American and British citizens, were among those dead and injured in the attacks. Several world and religious leaders condemned the deadly explosions. British Prime Minister Theresa May said the attacks were truly appalling. In the U.S., President Donald Trump said Americans stand ready to help. During the traditional Easter address at the Vatican, Pope Francis conveyed sadness over the attacks, praying for the victims of the cruel violence. Exit polls in Ukraine indicate stand-up comedian Volodymyr Zelensky has won a landslide victory in Sunday's runoff presidential election over incumbent Petro Poroshenko. The polls say Zelensky, who plays a fictional president in a popular television series, won about 73% of the vote. This is VOA News. Egyptians voted on Sunday for a second day on whether to back constitutional amendments that could see President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi stay in power until 2030. Sunday marked the second of 3 days of voting. The referendum is virtually certain to result in a yes, but the government hopes for strong turnout to lend it legitimacy. Election officials have said the results are expected within a week. President Trump is continuing to lash out at Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report a few days after a redacted version was released to the public. Meanwhile, the debate continued on Sunday talk shows. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
As President Trump was heading to Easter services in Florida, tweeting the Mueller report was, quote, nothing but a total hit job, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway took to the airways.
This has been a frustrated president about an ill-conceived, illegitimate investigation from the beginning.
Not so fast, says Congressman Elijah Cummings, who chairs the House Oversight Committee. He says the Mueller report is a roadmap for further action by Congress.
I think he basically said to us as a Congress, it's up to you to take this further with regard to obstruction and other matters that might come up.
While Cummings was on CBS's Face the Nation, Conway appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The 448-page report outlined the findings of the 22-month probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Investigators determined no one on Trump's campaign knowingly conspired with Russia. However, they declined to exonerate the president on charges he obstructed justice. That's the sound of the Vatican choir during Easter services Sunday in Rome. At the end of the Easter Mass in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis delivered his traditional address to the city and the world. While he prayed for the victims of the bombings in Sri Lanka, he also highlighted conflicts in the Mideast, Africa, and the Americas, demanding that political leaders put aside their differences and work instead for peace.
Le armi cessino di insanguinare la Libia.
He said, may conflict and bloodshed cease in Libya, where defenseless people are once more dying in recent weeks and many families have been forced to abandon their homes. I urge the parties involved to choose dialogue over force. He also warned the world was increasingly becoming resigned to the ongoing conflict in Syria. A Sudanese delegation is expected to visit the United States for talks aimed at getting Sudan removed from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. More on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.